Good morning. It's April 19th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. As the Bitcoin halving event draws near on April 20th, the cryptocurrency market is teetering on the edge of significant volatility. This pivotal moment has sparked a flurry of activity, with Bitcoin's price recently climbing 1.7% to surpass $62,000. Yet the specter of a downturn looms large, with predictions of a potential slide to $52,000 if certain thresholds are breached. Goldman Sachs has issued a word of caution to investors, highlighting the folly of relying on historical halving cycles to forecast Bitcoin's future performance. The financial titan points to the altered macroeconomic landscape as a key factor that could upend traditional expectations. Meanwhile, analysts are sounding the alarm about the possibility of a massive liquidation event, with over $15 billion in Bitcoin at risk of being wiped out on Binance alone if prices dip below $50,500. Despite these warnings, there are signs that some investors remain bullish. On-chain metrics, social sentiment, and traditional support levels are being closely watched for indications of market direction. A decrease in fear, coupled with an uptick in FOMO, stablecoin inflows to exchanges, and rising trading volumes could signal a bullish reversal. In a bold move, addresses holding over 1,000 BTC have seized this opportunity to accumulate an additional 16.3 thousand Bitcoin in the last week. However, not all indicators are positive. The Bitcoin ETF saw net outflows on April 17th, signaling strong selling pressure, and derivative traders are exhibiting unprecedented levels of caution. Open interest and funding rates in the Bitcoin derivatives market are on the decline, underscoring the market's current state of uncertainty. Despite the immediate challenges, some analysts maintain a long-term optimistic view on Bitcoin. They project that the cryptocurrency could exceed $100,000 this year and soar to over $300,000 by 2025. This bullish forecast stands in stark contrast to the current atmosphere of caution, illustrating the complex and dynamic nature of the cryptocurrency market. In a bold series of moves, Binance Holdings Limited is not just navigating the complex waters of global crypto regulations, but also setting a new standard for operational transparency and reliability in the crypto world. Let's dive into how they're achieving this, from India to Dubai, and even facing challenges in Nigeria, all while enhancing the security of their users' assets. Binance has made a significant comeback in the Indian market, overcoming regulatory hurdles with a $2 million settlement and ensuring compliance by registering with the Financial Intelligence Unit. This step marks a critical pivot in Binance's strategy, underscoring its commitment to adhering to local regulations and securing its foothold in one of the world's fastest-growing digital markets. Further west, Binance has secured a full crypto license in Dubai, broadening its horizon to cater to retail, qualified, and institutional investors in the region. This expansion is not just about market penetration, but also about aligning with Dubai's progressive stance on digital assets, positioning Binance as a key player in the Middle East's burgeoning crypto ecosystem. In a strategic move to bolster trust and reliability, Binance has converted its entire Secure Asset Fund for Users, or SAFU, into USDC stablecoin. This decision reflects a deep understanding of the importance of asset security in maintaining user confidence and represents a significant step towards ensuring the safety of investors' funds in the volatile crypto market. However, Binance's global expansion has not been without its challenges. In Nigeria, the detention of a Binance compliance officer has escalated to the point of prompting White House involvement, seeking resolution through the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria. This situation highlights the intricate balance Binance must maintain between aggressive expansion and navigating the complex regulatory and political landscapes of the countries it operates in. These recent developments across different continents illustrate Binance's unwavering dedication to regulatory compliance, transparency, and user security as it continues to expand its global footprint. By tackling regulatory challenges head-on and prioritizing the security of its platform and users, Binance is setting a precedent for the crypto industry at large, demonstrating that growth and compliance can indeed go hand in hand. In a landmark case that's sending ripples through the cryptocurrency world, Avraham Avi Eisenberg has been convicted in a $110 million crypto trade scheme on the Mango Markets platform. This conviction marks a pivotal moment in the battle against digital financial fraud, drawing a line in the sand for what's permissible in the rapidly evolving crypto space. Eisenberg, a 28-year-old from Puerto Rico, faced the full weight of the law as he was found guilty on all three counts: commodities fraud, commodities market manipulation, and wire fraud. The conviction could see him behind bars for up to 30 years, a stern reminder of the consequences of manipulating digital markets. Eisenberg's scheme involved artificially inflating the price of a cryptocurrency, then exploiting this manipulation to withdraw $110 million worth of various cryptocurrencies from Mango Markets, causing the platform to become insolvent and leaving many users in financial limbo. In a twist, Eisenberg negotiated a settlement where he returned $67 million to Mango Markets. Despite this, the damage was done, and the platform's insolvency has had lasting effects on its users. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams has underscored the significance of this case, highlighting it as a groundbreaking prosecution aimed at safeguarding financial markets from similar fraudulent activities. As Eisenberg awaits his sentencing on July 29th in Manhattan Federal Court, the crypto community watches closely. This case not only sets a precedent for how crypto tokens might be classified legally, but also signals a warning to other high-profile figures in the crypto space who may be on the wrong side of the law. It's a clear message. The legal system is catching up with the intricacies of cryptocurrency, and the consequences are real. In a significant expansion move, Mercado Libre, a powerhouse in e-commerce and financial services, is poised to create 18,000 new jobs across Latin America, marking a pivotal moment for employment and technological growth in the region. This ambitious plan by CEO Marcos Galperin not only aims to bolster the company's workforce to over 76,000 employees by the end of 2024, but also underscores Mercado Libre's commitment to driving socioeconomic development across several countries, with a keen focus on Mexico and Brazil. Here, 8,200 and 6,500 new positions will be opened, respectively, highlighting the strategic importance of these markets to Mercado Libre's growth trajectory. The job creation initiative spans beyond Mexico and Brazil, reaching out to Colombia, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Ecuador, and Venezuela. This expansion reflects Mercado Libre's status as the most valuable company in Latin America, leveraging its position to foster a broader technological and socioeconomic impact across the region. With the inclusion of Mercado Pago, their virtual wallet service, Mercado Libre is not just expanding its workforce but also its suite of financial services, enhancing financial inclusion and digital commerce across Latin America. For those interested in joining Mercado Libre's growing team, opportunities abound across a variety of roles, with details available at mercadolibre.com/empleos. Additionally, in a unique offering for Argentinians, the company provides an investment avenue through CEDIRS, allowing individuals to invest in Mercado Libre's NASDAQ-traded stock in local currency. This not only offers a hedge against the Argentine economic risk and currency fluctuations, but also opens up a pathway for local investors to participate in the company's success. Mercado Libre's job creation and investment initiatives stand as a testament to its commitment to the region's technological and economic advancement. In a bold stride into new territories, Tether, a titan in the stablecoin arena, has unveiled its plan to branch out into four novel business divisions. This expansion marks a significant pivot from its core operations, aiming to redefine the company's role in the digital asset ecosystem. Tether, primarily known for its USDT stablecoin, is venturing into areas that promise to leverage technology for broader applications. The newly announced divisions are data, focusing on artificial intelligence and peer-to-peer technologies; finance, which will continue to enhance its stablecoin products and financial services; power, with an initiative to engage in sustainable Bitcoin mining practices; and education, aiming to improve global access to digital skills. This move is particularly noteworthy as it unfolds against a backdrop of increasing regulatory scrutiny. Tether has faced concerns regarding the use of its stablecoin for illicit activities. Yet despite these challenges, the company's foray into these diverse sectors could significantly impact the digital asset landscape. By expanding its focus beyond stablecoins, Tether is not just diversifying its portfolio but also signaling a commitment to fostering a more inclusive and sustainable digital economy. Each division, from data to education, aligns with critical areas of growth and societal need within the tech sphere. Tether's initiative to support sustainable Bitcoin mining through its power division, for example, addresses the pressing issue of environmental sustainability in cryptocurrency operations. Meanwhile, Tether Edu's mission to enhance digital skills accessibility worldwide speaks to an essential component of digital inclusivity. In sum, Tether's strategic expansion into these four key areas — data, finance, power, and education — may well pave the way for a more inclusive and responsible future of digital assets. As the company navigates regulatory challenges, its ability to innovate and contribute to the broader digital asset economy will be closely watched. This has been your Daily Brief in Crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.